the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, obviously, we have a
break. I wasn't
break.
That hungry, but I saw the McRib was back.
I knew Melbourne.
I think they shouldn't even have the book read to the school, period.
This is smelling.
You blew it!
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And this is where truth is our bitch. And we go where other talk shows would love to go, would just give their eye teeth to get to the places we get to on this show, but they can't do it. So forget it, man. And tonight we have a replay of our live performance of a Phil Hendry Christmas Carol. It's coming up in our final hour, and we've got a full cast. I play Bob Cratchit. We got Bud Dickman, who plays Ebenezer Dickman. Dave Oliva plays Nephew Fred. There's a whole cast, and that's coming up later on in our program tonight, which is the replay of our special live 2009 presentation of a Phil Hendry Christmas Carol. And it's very funny about that. As I was listening to parts of it today, because I was looking to do the cast list, and I was thinking, my God, within a few days I would be deathly ill, and within a week I'd be in the hospital, and I wasn't close to death, but I mean, I listened to that thinking, wow, I had no idea, you know, how sick I was going to be in just a few days. Why am I talking about myself? It's got nothing to do with me. Anyway, welcome to our program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. An unemployed man from Wisconsin wins the $1 million Monopoly game by McDonald's. We're going to talk in a moment. David G. Hall, I think, is on the line with us from Pasadena tonight. Did Rex Ryan's wife, is she the one that put the foot fetish videos online originally? I guess we have to, we got to determine who did it, you know, sooner or later. Plus, a United States senator writes a letter to Santa Claus warning him about global warming. Well, that's very, very good of you, sir, as if Santa Claus were not far more aware of it than you living where he lives. Or did you not hear that Santa Claus, well, never mind. Jay Santos and David G. Hall with us tonight. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Affiliate Spotlight tonight, WHNZ 1250 AM in the great city of Tampa and WLEE 990 AM in Richmond, Virginia. And of course, our website, PhilHendryShow.com, for all of your Phil Hendry Show needs. And again, later on in the program, we have our Phil Hendry Christmas Carol. David G. Hall joining us from the Pasadena Mall tonight. David, you are on your way into dinner. Have you got time to talk about this?
Well, I do, Phil, because it's important to me. We were heading in actually to go see a movie, and we're going to see Burlesque, but I wanted to bring this out to you because I want you to, if you would, make a point of covering this story tonight, and your audience will understand when I tell them the story, and I think you will too, Phil, when you hear of this West Allis, Wisconsin man, and I've got, let me have the story. An unemployed West Allis man will have a much brighter Christmas, says the article, after winning a $1 million prize in the Monopoly game at McDonald's, which is what you read in the tease.
Right.
Now, this is a recession. There are people that are going without. There are people that are, in some instances, as tragic as this sounds, incomprehensible as this may be, this is a recession, and there are people who are going without food, there are people who are without jobs, and there is real distress in the country. And I am personally offended, and I know a very large segment of your audience is personally offended, hearing about this man and his $1 million. There's nothing that I want to say regarding the man's so-called good fortune. He is unemployed. And let me just bring this to your attention. This guy is unemployed.
The guy that won the $1 million.
Right. Unemployed, has been unemployed, is hanging around at McDonald's all day long, drinking the coffee and doing whatever these people do. And if you drive by a McDonald's in the middle of the day more and more, that's what you see at a McDonald's. You see these guys just sitting around drinking their coffee or going up and getting a free refill or something like this. And now what happens is, as you and I are out working, and as the rest of your audience is out working, this man with a horseshoe someplace in his closet gets lucky and wins $1 million. And now we have to hear about it. You do, and I do. I think it is in the poorest taste. A guy that is unemployed for the last 18 months, by the way, 18 months. I think it's in the poorest taste possible and is offensive to the audience for this guy to talk about his $1 million that he won in this McDonald's game.
All right, I want to find out how he exactly won the $1 million, and we actually have this gentleman.
You're talking about the actuality you've got.
Right.
I would rather you not play that. What was that?
Hold on. We've got two things going at one time. What the hell is that, man? What is that? Turn that off, please. Yeah, thank you. All right. That was another. It was another piece of audio that was open. I have audio here, though, David, with this gentleman, Jonathan Keogh.
Right, and I would rather you not play the audio of this man. And I'll tell you why, Phil. It's for the very reasons that I've been giving. It's one thing for a man to do absolutely nothing with his life except sit around and drink free coffee and then have, you know, $1 million fall into his lap. It's worse to have this guy come on the air and start talking about it. You want to hear about a guy getting $1 million, that's bad enough. But then to listen to him himself, listen to the sound of his voice telling you how wonderful it is he won $1 million, I think is expecting too much from the audience to sit still for it.
Well, I mean, the guy is, his name is, can I give the name here?
Yeah, sure. It's Keogh, right?
Yeah, Jonathan Keogh. He was telling a Fox Channel 6 news crew that his $1 million win is thanks to a McRib.
Yeah, a McRib. And where did he get the money for a McRib? We'll never know. If he panhandled it. I am, on behalf of your audience, I am livid that a guy who is sitting and doing nothing for 18 months, most likely longer, wins $1 million and can't wait to tell the media and anybody that will listen about his $1 million that he has. I would love to say to this gentleman, Mr. Keogh, if he's listening at all, my name is David G. Hall, Mr. Keogh, and I'm the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show. And I would tell you, sir, that there are those of us that work for a living. And while you sat there on the swing set, on the slide, or in the bounce house there at McDonald's, in the middle of a day with no children around, you and other homeless men and other unemployed men.
Well, we don't know that the guy was homeless.
What's that?
We don't know that he was homeless.
Well, he was unemployed for the last 18 months. He's hanging around at McDonald's. What do you suppose, if you were to draw a conclusion?
I don't know. That he was hanging around the McDonald's. Let me read the story. Jonathan Keogh won the one and only $1 million prize after pulling an instant tab affixed to a medium soft drink at the McDonald's at Highway 100 and National Avenue in West Dallas. He said, "Pinch me, somebody pinch me."
And I read that quote, and that was in a couple of the newspapers. And to rub it in like that, and that's what that is. That's not just him saying, "Aren't I lucky?" That's him saying, I've got $1 million and you don't. And I feel good today that I've got $1 million and you don't. I feel good that I can keep talking about it and rubbing it in. And as I was driving to work today and I was...
You know, can I interrupt?
Hold on. As I was driving to work today and I was listening to the various reports of this, I thought, you know, someone has to advocate on behalf of the other people out there that are in your audience, other unemployed people who are actually trying to get a job. And as well as people that are employed, that some bum sitting at McDonald's with a cup of coffee wins $1 million and decides to tell everybody how lucky he is, even though he didn't do a thing for it. I think it sends the wrong message, Phil, to so many people who will now waste their time at McDonald's trying to win money, trying to win some prize instead of going out and getting a job. Just go get a job instead of waiting at McDonald's for the lucky prize.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to David G. Hall about the man who won the $1 million prize from McDonald's in Wisconsin. I guess it's the, it says after winning $1 million prize, the one and the only $1 million prize. Now, across the country?
I don't know. I don't know how their contest is run, but I will tell you that this is about as lucky as a guy can get. And for a guy to win $1 million who's been sitting on his rear end doing nothing for 18 months and then proceeds to go to the media and say, look at me, look at me, look at me. I think it is an insult to every working man and woman. Now, the story that you were reading there, he says that he has some bills to pay, and he owes his parents some money. He wants to see if he can buy some property, but he says he wants the money to last. He's a lifetime West Dallas resident. He worked in, listen to this, several different jobs, including construction. That basically says that he can't hold on to a job. He says it's a blessing and all of the things that you would expect. Go ahead and play the clip. I want people to listen to this man because I want you to listen to what a, really what I think is a usurious individual this guy is. Usurious and one of these self-inflated, self-promoting people.
I wasn't really that hungry, but I saw the McRib was back. So I got myself a McRib value meal and pulled off the two tickets on the cup, and it was Boardwalk and Park Place. I came back to McDonald's. I grabbed the assistant manager, and that's when I really knew something was happening. Because he went, oh, you know. And that's, I said, wow, you know, I think we're on to something here. Getting the check from Ronald, it kind of like, wow. It's like the sensory overload. It blew my mind a little bit, and it has been real jittery today.
Now, there's a real bright bulb there.
Well, he sounds like an everyman.
Well, you can call him an everyman if you want, but what's the reality? We know this. We know he was sitting at McDonald's for 18 months. We know that he didn't do anything with his life for 18 months. We know he was getting free coffee for 18 months, and now every working man and woman in America has got to listen to him and read about him.
David G. Hall. All right, David, hold on. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, we also have Jay Sanos. 877-876-PHIL, the man that won $1 million from McDonald's. He was unemployed for 18 months, and now it's in all the newspapers. It's across the country. It's on the Internet. It's being reported. He won $1 million in this game. And to report this unemployed man winning $1 million is to rub it in. It's an insult to those of us who work for a living. Considering the fact that, you know, it's very, very likely you and I will never, ever, ever be that lucky. Your calls, and that's the only $1 million prize from across the country. Okay. Your calls at 877-876-PHIL, and then coming up, Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and then a Phil Henry Christmas Carol later on tonight of the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Are people understanding?
I think so.
People have to be pissed about this.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here, world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Hold on. I think you get the kids to be quiet. We're in a hallway, and we've got a lot of children around, Phil.
All right, we're talking to David G. Hall about this West Dallas man, Mr. Keogh. The guy lives in Wisconsin. He won $1 million from McDonald's. And the $1 million that he won from McDonald's is for a Monopoly game. This was an unemployed guy, David, right?
Yeah, unemployed, 18 months. Unemployed, 18 months this guy was unemployed. And what message does this send? It sends the following message, that every blue-collar guy out there, every unemployed white-collar guy, every guy out there that may not be as motivated as for instance, I am or some of the people listening, I can tell you this much, Phil. If it were me, I'd give that money back. I wouldn't even have let the money touch my hands. I would have said to the guy, I ain't touching that. If they'd said to me, well, you win $1 million.
And you'd give $1 million back, huh?
I wouldn't take it. I'd say to them, with all due respect, I am a working man. I don't need your contest money. I ain't touching that.
Well, this guy's unemployed.
All the more. Here's a guy, a Caucasian, sitting on the swing set at McDonald's, drinking his coffee every day. It is an insult to you and to me and to those people out there who may be tempted. It tells them, sit on your rear end long enough and McDonald's will send you a check.
Oh, boy, I don't see that.
Well, I personally, I do. I don't see how you don't see it. Sit on your rear end long enough and McDonald's will send you a check. All you got to do is go down to the end of the driveway and get your check for McDonald's. And I'll tell you the thing that scares me, Phil. McDonald's has become the place where we eat dinner. McDonald's is the place where we eat lunch. McDonald's is the place where we eat breakfast. McDonald's is the place where we take our children to enjoy themselves. McDonald's is the place where they have Ronald McDonald the Clown. McDonald's has now become the nanny corporation where you can sit in your house smoking a bowl full of, methamphetamine and go to the end of the driveway for the McDonald's check.
877-876-PHIL is the number here in the Phil Hendry Show. We'll take a phone call from Connie. Connie in Saldatna, Alaska. Connie, what is the name of that town there? Is that Saldatna? Is Connie there? She's not there. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Adam in Greensboro, North Carolina. Adam, you're on the Phil Hendry. Well, you're going to have to hold on now. No, go ahead, Adam. I can't read the clock.
Okay.
yes, sir, go ahead.
I just wanted to express that I don't really understand the anger pointed at the individual. I get the anger pointed at the corporation. I mean, I'm not particularly fond of McDonald's and the really poor health in the way of food that they bring. You know, I'm not particularly fond of the way they advertise with toys and things like that that have nothing to do with nutrition. Why is that paired with food?
Why would you be angry? Why would you be angry at the corporation? The corporation is just trying to promote its business. Here's a guy though that for 18 months is hanging around McDonald's, making people nervous, like maybe you and your wife or your kids, as he's getting his coffee and he's sitting there reading the same scrap of newspaper he's been reading for 6 months. And out of the blue, while you're at work, while you're working very hard, and while your wife and child are fighting to death of this guy, he gets $1 million.
I don't think he's making the choice to make the corporation put out that contest. That's just how the marketing world has turned, and he's had a windfall. I'd be happy about a windfall as well.
Do you think he deserves it?
This guy talk what? About his winnings and how offensive that is assuming that people have to sit and watch TV, which I think is a bit of a fallacy. I haven't had people
well, mind. You know, why would you give this guy a pass that you don't want to give McDonald's? You say the guy, you don't want to listen to this guy talk, but why do you go to McDonald's, you know? I think that this guy should have given the money back, but he keeps it.
Yeah, well, that's the part I don't understand. Because we don't know why he's been unemployed for 18 months yet. You can talk about how he's had, you know, a job here, a job there, but that doesn't make him an intrinsically poor person. You don't know his situation, and just kind of rail on him for who he is and just having a fortunate moment seems a little, I don't know, it just seems like misguided anger.
My question is this, okay? Would you keep the money?
I would have probably taken the money. I would have paid off debt belonging to my family and friends and
Do you have a job? Do you have a job?
I do. I have a job, yes.
All right. Then you don't need to keep
about
that money.
$30,000 a year in a small tech company.
You don't need to keep that.
Why not keep that money? This guy's working, he's $30,000 a year.
Well, he doesn't need to keep the money. I know that I would have given it back.
You know you'd give $1 million back.
Without question. See, you know, and I don't think I'm better than you, Phil, and I don't think I'm better than this gentleman. But let me just say this. There are some of us that can't be bought. And I'm one of them. I like to think that maybe someday you could be one of those people, Phil. I'd like to think that this young man that I'm talking to someday will be one of those people. But right now, neither one of you guys is that. Both of you guys can be bought. And
what does that mean, both of us can be bought? You know?
Did you just get done saying that you take $1 million just like him?
Well, what does that mean, we can be bought?
You can be bought by McDonald's. This guy was saying that the corporation shouldn't be held accountable, or should be, but at the same token, he can be bought. I am the kind of guy that can't be bought. And so when I look at a guy that can be bought, it bothers me.
All right, Adam, thanks for your phone call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. I don't think that... How do I respond to that? You know,
what do you mean, how do you respond to it?
Well, when you say that you can't be bought, meaning if you got $1 million prize for McDonald's, you wouldn't keep it. That means that anybody that gets $1 million prize from McDonald's and does keep it is what?
It's an individual who has said basically the following thing. I will surrender my dignity and I will surrender my pride and I'll stand there and I'll let a clown give me $1 million check on cardboard. If you think about that, if you think about how your dignity has to be stripped away in order for you to stand there and have the corporation photographer take your picture while a clown hands you a giant check You know, I got to tell you something, Phil. What if they told you you had to go into the bank and cash that giant check? Would you do that?
I guess I would, yeah.
See, to me, that shows no self-respect at all. Going into the bank with a clown to cash a giant check.
All right, David G. Hall is with us here as we talk about the man that won $1 million from McDonald's and how that's really not a good thing. He's an unemployed guy. It sends a bad sign to unemployed blue-collar people.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to David G. Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication and was inspired to give us a call here tonight, given the headline here about that unemployed man in Wisconsin who won the $1 million. A young man called, David, and said that it was, and we're going to get to your phone calls here in a moment, 877-876-PHIL, but there was a young man who called and said that it's more suspect for the corporation.
I don't agree with that at all. I think that's simplistic. Why would you attack a corporation that has spent money for promotion? I think it is, in my opinion, it shows a weakness. And Phil, let me tell you, let me cut to the chase here. I think everybody can understand this. We're in the middle of one of the worst recessionary periods in American history. We've had a lot of downtime economically in this country. This is one of the worst. We need a new way of thinking. We can't stand around like a bunch of yokels and hillbillies with our hands out waiting to win contests. Get to work. And when you sit at a McDonald's waiting for a soda or a bag of fries or whatever they do so that it has the right color tab so you can win yourself $1 million, I think is an indication of an old school way of thinking. We've got to have the pride and the courage and the integrity to say to that company, you know what, you can't buy me with your $1 million, keep it.
And well, it sounds almost angry. If McDonald's says congratulations.
Well, I can say congratulations, say thank you very much, McDonald's, but I'm the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy here. You got the wrong man here. You want to give away $1 million, and you want to have someone have their picture taken with a clown and a giant check walking into a bank trying to cash a big cardboard check. You got the wrong guy here. I've got integrity. And I've got pride, and I'm going to go out and work for a living and not have Ronald McDonald get his rocks off, excuse my language, taking his picture with me so he can see me squirm and look like an ass while I get my free money. No, not me.
And that's the way you look at all those people, huh?
What people?
People that win contests. That's the way you see them. A bunch of people that are their pride and their integrity, so they look stupid getting their picture taken with a giant check.
Yeah, so they can grab the money. Money, 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 money. Grab, 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 grab. You know, it was Vince Lombardi who very famously said so in that film about tackling. Grab, grab, grab. Everybody grabbing out there. Nobody tackling. Everybody grab it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here with David G. Hall. Here is Connie. We got Connie back here in Soldotna, Alaska. Go ahead, Connie.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I'm appalled listening to David talk about this guy. He's being very judgmental. He knows nothing about the man that won the money. We don't know if he's homeless.
Well,
we don't know. He may be unemployed, but yes, you're right. There's a lot of Americans unemployed. And it's a game. That's his luck of going in. That's his right to go in and do a game and win.
Yeah.
I tip my hat off to him
for
Christmas, and you're not being very Christian about it.
Well,
you're almost being very jealous.
Christian is someone that would give, but this man is like so many of us. He wants to tank. He wants to see where he can get his free check. And I think we live in a welfare state. And I think the attitude is the following thing, especially with a company like McDonald's. Let me go down to McDonald's and get some breakfast. Oh, it's lunchtime. Better go get some lunch at McDonald's. Hey, look at this. It's dinner time. Better go get my lunch and my dinner. And I think that when I get up this morning, I'll go down to the mailbox after I finish off my bottle of whiskey and see if McDonald's sent me my $1 million check. I mean, this is nanny state gone mad.
What are you talking about, man? It's a McDonald's is a fast food restaurant.
Did I just lay out for you the cycle of life? That's what it is, ma'am. With all due respect to this lady in Alaska, I have to say that a man who is going to sit on a swing set where children sit, ma'am, do you have children?
I do.
All right. Where your children like to play at the McDonald's sandlot or whatever they have, I'm sure you've seen it. No, not your kids. Some guy, some 35-year-old, excuse my language, bum, on a swing set waiting for his million. I beg your pardon?
Do we know that this gentleman is a bum?
I think you can draw that conclusion. Look at the facts of his life. He hasn't worked for 18 months. Well,
you know,
he hasn't worked for 18 months. He's in the construction business.
What about the construction business?
That could be very seasonal work. I'm driving from Anchorage, Alaska to Soldotna, Alaska, and so my radio is going in and out of coverage. That is so
doesn't that tell you that the
judgmental
the radio,
of what you are saying.
The radio is not doing
so
its job
judgmental.
Tonight. No, ma'am.
Pardon me?
The radio is cheating. The radio is cheating you tonight. It's not doing its job. You're driving. You're doing what you should do, but the radio is trying to get away with murder. Okay, I think I'll give her a little bit of the show, now I'm going to fade out. Now I'm going to give her a little bit of the show, now I'm going to fade out.
No.
That's what the way most people are.
No.
I think I'll work, and now I'll sit on my can and wait for my check.
You know what? I agree with Connie. I got to agree with Connie because, what's wrong with a man having a little bit of good fortune?
And what's wrong with a man standing up and saying, thank you very much, Ronald McDonald, but today you don't get to have your picture taken. You don't get to have your picture taken with a man. I got integrity. Take your million-dollar check and stick it.
God.
Well,
all right, Connie, I appreciate ahead, ma'am.
I hope this man takes the money and somehow tracks you down and uses that money and sues you.
Sues me for what? For having an opinion? I don't think so, ma'am.
What you are doing is awful. Good luck to that man. I hope
he's
uses his money wisely.
Probably
I hope he spends the money wisely
dollars.
And maybe he gives it to charity to help out someone else misfortunate. But we don't know if he's a drunk or homeless.
They never use the money wisely. They never use it wisely. Give it up.
You are very
well.
Bitter.
You don't know that.
And Merry Christmas, sir.
Yeah, I wish I had the money. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your call, Connie. That I think sort of that didn't redound positively.
What didn't?
That phone call.
Oh, I thought I came away. I thought I made my point. You know, she's a very nice lady. I wasn't attacking her. But
well, she went away from the phone call thinking that you're selfish and that you have no Christian spirit, especially here at the holiday season. Sean in Rochester, New Jersey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, sir.
Hi. First of all,
yes, sir.
Phil, thank you very much for taking my call. Second of all,
yes, sir.
I couldn't disagree more with your guest. The fact that this man hasn't worked for 18 months really should have nothing to do with it. This is America after all, right? You can win the Powerball, you can win the national lottery. The fact that he hasn't worked really should have nothing to do with it. He won this fair and square.
Guys are now going to wait around for the Powerball to go out and get some work done. That's what's going to happen. And I think increasingly that's what's happening. And with all due respect to you, sir, what are you going to do? Are you going to go out and get some work done or are you going to wait for Powerball?
Well, you know, I'm going to get work done, of course, first of all. You got to take care of business. But,
right.
Like I said, we can't pick on this guy because he got lucky. He deserves it. He won it fair and square.
I think that luck is not anything that brings us a sense of what needs to be done. I think that guy, and I hate to say it, I think you're going to see him blow through that on drugs and alcohol. And
wow, man, why would you say that? You don't know anything about this guy.
I just have a sense.
Exactly.
Drugs and alcohol, $1 million? You heard what the gentleman said. He wanted to buy a house. He wanted to buy some property. He wanted to pay off some bills. Everything he said was a very sensible, I think, look at investing as well as paying off his debt.
Yeah, sure. That's what they all say. They all say that. But I will tell you this, Sean. I'm the kind of guy that this guy's got his radio turned up like a retard. Turn him down.
Watch that. Please don't use that word because we get phone calls.
What?
The word you just used.
Oh, brother. The point I'm trying to make, Phil, is this. I don't take money, okay? I don't take money. I've got integrity. No one could buy me. Now, you know as well as I do.
Come on, let me ask you a question.
Hold on. You know as well as I do that I've got integrity. And no one walks up to me with $1 million and says, you can have this so long as you get your picture taken with that guy in an orange wig. Not going to happen.
Let me ask you something, David, okay?
Yeah.
You were a very heavy contributor and heavy supporter of President Obama, right, during the campaign?
Yes, I was, and I'm very proud of that.
All right, fine. Is it true that you spent or will be spending a night at the White House as a result of your contributions?
Hold on for a second there, Caballero. That's a completely different thing.
Well, wasn't it true, though, that you contributed when they said that...
I contributed to President Obama.
All right, but didn't they say that a certain number is going to get you spending the night at the White House?
They said to me, you know, you don't have any right to...
Well, no, if you're on my show right now saying that you can't be bought, and then you tell me that you told me that you are going to spend a night at the White House for a certain price...
I didn't say a certain price.
You said that it cost a certain amount of money to contribute to President Obama to spend a night at the White House.
So what if it did?
Well, aren't you being bought? You're giving money so you can get something.
No, they're buying me.
How are they buying you? You're getting the night at the White House, but you contributed money to get that.
I'm a working man. Here's the thing that's really making me angry now. You're trying to turn this around, and you're trying to stick it right back up mine. This guy that we're talking about was the guy that we were talking about who is the object of our discussion, and you've decided to twist this just at the moment that we were zeroing in on this guy. You've turned it around, you've twisted my wrist around, and you've stuck it right back up mine. And I find that to be very, wow.
What are you talking about, man? All I'm saying is if you say that you can't be bought and you have integrity and this guy took $1 million, you paid the Obama campaign so you could spend the night at the White House.
So what? So I gave him some money.
You did that for that specific purpose.
Don't you buy things?
Yes, I buy things. All the time. But I thought you believed in President Obama.
I do believe in President Obama.
All right, then you could have given him the money and not taken the night at the White House.
I don't see it that way, and I think that, you know what, not only do I not see it that way, you're insane. You're insane.
I'm not insane at all. If you believed in President Obama, you'd contribute to his campaign for the things that he does to help him get reelected as you, I'm sure, want him to, and that you would not take a night at the White House.
I think the way you're talking, oh boy, you need a duck.
No, I do not. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Phil in Jackson, Mississippi. Phil, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Hall.
I think this guy's, anybody's going to take a check if it's a prize. It's not like he's out there, you know, on the street corner doing whatever for money. This guy's, you know, if you want a prize, it's a prize. It's a contest of some sort. And this guy's an idiot. He says he wouldn't take a check because if somebody came up with $1 million, he's going to take it. I guarantee you his story would change.
No way. I would not do it. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because when they give you that $1 million, Phil, this is what they want you to do. Stand there with Ronald McDonald with a big crap-eating grin on your face, and then go into the bank with the big cardboard check so you can look like a real ass. That's what they...
Well, then you know what? I'd be happy to look like an ass and have my picture taken with a clown in a red wig.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You sell out.
Because that means I got $1 million and you don't.
You sold out for that million with the clown wig.
What are you talking about? That guy's got no problem with
that. If it helps pay my bills and helps put food on my kids' table.
Would you put on a woman's dress?
Whoa, hold on for a minute. Because, David, now what you're doing is you're taking a contest by McDonald's and you're turning it into some sort of a demeaning and humiliating exercise.
That's exactly what it is. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. And some guy that's sitting around on the swing set at the McDonald's playpen, and then he gets his $1 million, how will he ever be able to look at himself in the mirror again knowing that that face that he's looking at was also next to the face of a guy in an orange wig? Think of that.
I'd be able to look at myself in the mirror every day and know that because of that money, my kids won't have to worry about college. My kids won't have to worry about food or clothes or anything. And you know what? I would still work every day.
What if people kept saying to you, hey, Ronald, oh, I'm sorry, hey, Phil. What if they kept calling you Mr. McDonald?
Oh, you know, what you're doing now, David, is you're just talking about being embarrassed. You're not talking about pride. Phil, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Chuck in Boston, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How you doing?
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
I misread your guest initially. I thought he was a right winger, but I think he's just making an argument to create some controversy. Look at it this way. The guy wins $1 million. He's going to have to pay $400,000 in taxes, and he'll help reduce the deficit.
He'll help reduce the deficit.
Right, but he's going to pay $400,000 in taxes.
That money came from the McDonald's budget. And the McDonald's budget is a part of a larger operating capital that McDonald's has, and that capital gets taxed too. So it's getting taxed whether McDonald's has it or whether this guy's got it. See what I'm saying? In other words, McDonald's has got the money, he's got the money, it's getting taxed.
Not necessarily.
Why?
Because if that's part of corporate expense, it's going to be taxed at a corporate rate, not a personal income tax rate. And it might be much less in terms of the tax breaks that we're trying to give companies.
No, Obama said
he's
going to
have to pay the tax.
He's got to pay the income tax as opposed to the corporation.
He's got to pay $400,000 in income tax.
You know something? What do you know about the tax code, Henry?
I happen to own a company, so I know about the tax. I know the individual as opposed to corporate.
Big man.
Company too.
God.
The guy that wins the money has to pay tax on it. He's going to pay $400,000.
I know that, sir. But I'm saying to you that if McDonald's held onto the money, they got to pay taxes on it too. Now what they're doing is they're giving it to him, and he's the guy that gets his picture taken with a guy in an orange wig, and McDonald's gets away scot-free.
Scot-free from what?
You see anybody at McDonald's having their picture taken with a clown?
What difference does it make?
Do you really believe... That what you're saying, in other words, do you really believe that this guy, how do you know the situation the guy's in?
Well, I know what's in it. Listen to this, sir.
A friend of mine put an ad in the paper yesterday in Boston for a truck driver. He got 40 applicants within 2 hours. So you think it's that easy for somebody to get a job? It isn't. And we're not that bad off here in New England.
Here's a guy, 18 months out of work, sitting around on the swing set.
How do you know he's on a swing set? You've been talking about this swing set thing.
Well, what do you think he's doing with his time? What's he doing with his time? He's unemployed. He can afford a McRib sandwich, which I find pretty weird.
The guy doesn't have any money. He's got to go to McDonald's.
That's an expensive meal, sir.
Not compared to, you know what?
Let me ask you something. If you're broke, you're going to McDonald's, you're buying groceries. I think this guy is all wrong. He's wrong. There's something wrong about him.
All right, listen, thank you very much. Chuck, thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a break here and get away from the mall there where David is surrounded by little kids. And next thing you know, he'll be surrounded by guys in orange wigs, maybe, which seems to be his preoccupation. This man who got the $1 million from McDonald's, is he a sellout? Is he a guy who represents the old way of doing things? Win contests, have your picture taken with McDonald's. Would you give the money back? That's what David says he'd do. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Come on!
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. In our final hour, it is a Phil Hendry Christmas Carol here on the night before Christmas Eve, which is the Christmas Eve before 2010 Christmas. David, we're talking about the gentleman in Wisconsin who won $1 million for McDonald's, Mr. Jonathan Keogh, who you pretty much have written off as a guy that is an opportunist. He's not he doesn't represent the best in us. He's a contest winner. We've had people saying that it's unfair of you to be attacking a contest winner.
I'm just going to tell you this. If I was unemployed and I was living in my car, and I was living in my car under a bridge in the worst part of town, and I hadn't bathed and I hadn't eaten, and someone walked up to me from McDonald's and said, here's $1 million for drinking a McDonald's cherry Coke or whatever, I'd say, you know what I'd do with it? I would take it from the guy, and excuse me for saying this, but I'd you know when the guy goes... you know that?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, you know what I mean, right?
Yes.
I'd hawk into it, fold it nicely, and stick it back in his pocket. That's the kind of integrity I've got. Now, a lot of guys have talents for different things. What I've had in my life is a talent to have integrity and to say, what's that? Excuse me? $1 million? Really? I lift my leg to it.
877-876-PHIL. Time for a call here. One more from Beth in Lawrence, Kansas, listening on KLWN. Go ahead, Beth. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay. I'm just like the other
Hi.
Person. I thought this guy was a, you know, somebody who's an idiot. But actually, I think he's creating a ruckus with a lot of people, and he's going to be bringing people together. Of course, I would be more than happy to take a picture with McDonald's. My daughter would have college. My daughter would have a winter jacket. She would have shoes. Food on the table.
You could earn that money. You could earn that money. You could have a job and
Absolutely.
Earn that.
Absolutely. You know, it's so
okay,
funny.
Okay, why not do that?
There's no arguing with you because the points that you're making are heartless, they're callous, and they're from left field.
They're real.
They're not real. Obviously,
real
you have
points.
The money that's necessary to live the way you need to live.
Not necessarily.
The haves and the have-nots are wide, and obviously you're a have, and you're just trying to
so.
Create, you're trying to
I'm trying to test you. I'm testing you to find out just how low you'd go to have some guy with an orange wig hand you money.
Oh, will you knock it off with the orange wig? Thank you very much, Beth. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.